Here is Voice of Indonesia with the newsline. Indonesia recorded its second victory in Group F of 2025 Badminton World Federation World Junior Mixed Team Championship, defeating Slovenia 2-0 with scores of 45-22 and 45-25. The match took place at the National Center of Excellence in Guwahati, India, on Tuesday, October the 7th. Indonesia will face Hong Kong in the final Group F match on Wednesday. Only the group winner will advance to the quarterfinal, making the match a decisive moment for the Garuda youth team. The Indonesian government exported 206,000 tons of coffee to countries including the United States, the European Union and Japan in the first half of 2025 as part of efforts to enhance the global competitiveness of local small-medium enterprises by strengthening supply chain ecosystem and farmer partnerships. Bagus Rahman, the Deputy for Medium Enterprises at Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry, said in the press briefing on Wednesday that the achievement reflects the global competitiveness of Indonesian small-medium enterprises, particularly in the coffee sector. Quoted from RRI.co.id, the top five export destinations in 2024 from Indonesia are United States, Egypt, Malaysia, Belgium, and Russia. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ku tanggung denganmu selama ku mampu. ku percaya. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya. Ku percaya. Tak masuk logika. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya. Padamu ku percaya. Tak masuk logika.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan, sepakat akhiri setelah beribu debat panjang. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini belum terima. Bohongkah tangismu sore itu di pelukku? Tanya pergi ku pun tak lagi mengganggumu. Apa sudah ada kabar lain yang kau tunggu? Sudah adakah yang gantikanku? Yang kau khawatirkanmu setiap waktu. Cerita tentang apapun sampai hal-hal tak perlu. Kalau bisa jangan.
Today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy!
Seandainya kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali. Bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang maha tahu.
Voice of Indonesia.
And listener, you are still tuned to Radio Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And living in the equator, it's kind of unique because sometimes you will be able to walk on the broad daylight without any shadows. It's nothing mythical, it's a real fact and also a scientific one, because the day without the shadow, or aka the culmination, will happen this week in Indonesia on October the 7th until the 15th. It means until next week, several parts of Indonesia will experience this. And if you didn't know, listener, the day without the shadow or the culmination is when the sun stays on at the highest position in the sky. And because of that, because the sun is staying right above everyone, so everybody's shadow is will be right below everybody's feet, making sure that they do not have any kind of shadow. So I got a little bit schedule about the culmination. So it seems that this noon, this afternoon, listener, around 30 minutes to come, the day without the shadow can be experienced in Serang and also North Jakarta. But then for tomorrow, several parts of Jakarta, the central, west, south, and east Jakarta will experience that almost during the lunchtime. It's around 11:39 a.m. until 11:40 a.m. local time. And also, not only in Jakarta, it will also happen in Sofifi in North Maluku province. And also later in Bandung and Semarang on 11 October, Surabaya, Yogyakarta for the remainder of the schedule. And we wish that you will be able to enjoy such an interesting phenomenon that might not happen in other places. And I got this information on rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia. So if you wanna know about Indonesia, you can just open that without going to other websites. And the easiest part to do it is to just open the rri.co.id, and most of them will be in Indonesian. But if you see on the upper right corner, you will see the Indonesian flag. Just click on that and it will turn in, and also giving you the English versions of the website so that you will be able to understand more about it. Anyway, I think it's enough yapping for me, so I'd like to play you several songs for you. The next one will be by Pusakata with Namamu Ku Eja Pelan Pelan, or I Say Your Name Slowly.
You step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly. and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Seakan-akan tak berarti, karena yang aku yakini suatu saat pasti akan berhenti. Nantikanlah, nanti pasti. Bila saatnya tiba, akan berganti dengan seketika. Karena yang aku yakini, mentari kan datang hadir mengganti. Bawa kado sebusuk pelangi. Warna-warna indah silih ganti, selalu menghadirkan pesona, membawa kabar menghibur hatiku. Terima kasih kepada alam, irama lagunya yang menawan, membuat hati ini terhibur.
Listener, do not forget to follow our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, TikTok VOI underscore Discord Official and our YouTube channel VOI Official.
You hit me in your dorm room. It was Halloween and I just flew across the globe. 22 hours just to see you, just to barely fit on your twin size bed and talk about your cool new friend who I never met, who you dated as soon as I left. Carolina autumn, it had been a year since I saw you, since we ended it. Had a year to grow into the girl you always wanted. Now we're holding hands. It's not quite friends, but not quite lovers, but we'll just pretend. You say it's complicated to make amends. Well, is that the way that we're headed then? And you couldn't answer me, so you could pull me in while I brushed my teeth and let your hands both freely speak like I wasn't ever gonna leave.
You're listening to Nikki with Before on Vionis.id and application Arete Digital. After this, you'll be listening to the story about Indonesian famous shadow puppet called Wayang Kulit. Stay tuned on Arete World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
To my death, while you stay just fine and feel alive, south of the Mason-Dixon line, where everyone closes shop at nine. Where you could somehow finally find you were desperately looking for. Funny how you thought that was gonna be New York, with chalkboard walls and slitted floors. Oh, we could have had that and so much more. Ask your new lover what it's like to be given a real fighting chance before you wish your good riddance. Did anything ever really count, or was that just a 2-year practice?
Of Indonesia.
Thank you. That's the sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or a shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan.
So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies, the main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar, so knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one, so it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Benda lima yang
for example baik, the story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest.
Tetapi pada
Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Kolega Shinyoko,
other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet
mastery
and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and it's amazing.
Kita berbasic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent. So I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu-nya. Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang Tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu-nya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So, who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang Tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba, kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi istilahnya,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di keraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalist agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot Kaca figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Thank you very much for listening to the Voice of Indonesia. In a moment, my colleague Rahma will be here with you. I'll be having my lunch, and yet our program will still be in here on VOA.ID and application RRI Digital. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kesetiaan janjiku untuk pertahankan kasihku padamu. Bukalah mata hati, masih jumbui bayang di membawamu di genggamku. Dirimu di hatiku, tak lekang oleh waktu, meski kau bukan milikku. Intan permata yang tak pudar, tetap bersinar mengisi kesedihan. Coba memahami bimbangnya nurani, pastikan